Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse world.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Brenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 29th, 2011, episode 195, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Yes, it is Friday. That's so exciting. We made it through another week in the midst of the god-awful heat of July. I know you guys have had horrible temperatures. Everybody across the country has. And now we march directly into beautiful, cool August. Wait. August sucks, too. Oh. So,
you know, August is supposed to be the hot month.
Yeah, it is. No, it's like the worst here. And August brings what we get really excited about here, and it actually started about 4 days ago with the mosquitoes. We have mosquitoes for about 3 weeks a year, and they came about 2 days ago. So last night, I'm just dousing the horses in fly spray and trying to come up with something. I still haven't done the Dove soap / white vinegar mixture that one of our listeners told me, but I'm definitely going to have to try that. But my life, Glenn, do you ever feel like your life is not your own, that it is run by everybody else but except for yourself?
Yes, I think we all go through that at some time or another. But I think, don't you think moms have that the worst? As I'm watching the lady across the street who is now pregnant with her third child, trying to keep the first two from running onto the road as they're playing in the front yard.
Wow. I think that what happened is that as a mother of pets, animals, I call them my family members, you know, like when you have dogs and horses and any animals in your house, they're your family. And so when you mention the thing about the mother, that's exactly how I feel at times that my life is being run by everybody else. Jennifer, if you could please go ahead and post that picture that I sent you on Facebook, that would be actually incredibly helpful for me explaining the story because I feel like I'm not making any sense. So, again, my life is being run by five hoofed creatures and four creatures with paws. And I would say that my husband's running my life, but no, he's helping me because we are so out of control with what is going on with our animals yesterday. Glenn, I'm going to play a little game with you here in a minute called Who Spent More? Because I know that you had to go and you had to go take your computer in to the geek store or wherever you go, the Apple iTunes store or whatever. And I had to go to the veterinarian yet again for the third time in about 7 days for an emergency. And just so you do you remember yesterday when I was telling you that
yes,
Boomer?
Yes, I remember your dog got mixed up with a vicious beast of a chow and ended up with its ear flapping around in pieces.
Yes, that was exactly what happened. The chow started coming down the driveway, and Boomer was like, not on my property. Well, we have since called animal control. They called animal, everybody in the neighborhood has called animal control on this dog because it's a big, giant, intact male stray chow-looking dog, and nobody has been able to catch it, and so animal control would not come out. And then finally, when we called animal control, we're like, yeah, he just attacked my dog. And they're like, okay, now we'll come. So I guess if you ever need animal control, tell him the thing is attacking everybody because it's the only way you're going to get him to come out and try to take the animals away. So we tried to catch him with animal control, couldn't do it. I did take my dog into the vet. And the brief story there is I said to the vet, I said, yeah, my dog got in this fight. He was like, you know, basically saving my life, was saving the chickens, which we found out he's probably the one that's been taking chickens from me and all my neighbors. And I think this part of his ear is cartilage. And the guy, like, you know, he lifts it up and was crying. And he's like, I don't know, I think that's just necrotic tissue. I think we can take care of that. We just have to clean it up a little bit and send you on your way. And I was like, okay. So he takes him to the back. He comes back out and he goes, yeah, we're going to have to do surgery. You're right. That was cartilage. I'm like,
okay, you might have said more than me yesterday.
This is sounding cheaper by the minute. I'm thinking, well, sweet, we can just clean it up and put him on some antibiotics. Oh, no, we've got to go back and we've got to do a little bit of surgery. If you could come, just come and get him before we close. So if you look on Facebook right now, Jennifer has posted the photo of my life. And if you go on, the bottom right corner starts with our border collie, Brett. Then the next four vials go to Riddy, which is twice a day. The next three vials go to Boomer, which he's getting pain meds every 8 hours, and then morning and night antibiotics, and also Rimadyl twice a day. And then the rest of the pills are for Zenyatta because she's got the allergies, and God forbid you don't give her allergy medicine every 8 hours. And then her prednisone half a day, she's doing a tapering dose of that. And excuse me, but if I don't get rid of her furosemide, she starts wheezing and snoring, and then she's got to have the pimobendan and then the enalapril to go with it because it's going to be a heart condition. If you notice, I've also posted the cone of shame that they gave me at the vet yesterday. Remember, and he won't wear it. He freaks out. So this is my life right here. I would like to point out that.
Can I recommend something? I noticed the Shenkommer that Dr. Wendy gave you on the bottom of the center there. You might want to consider taking a couple of those yourself.
Yes. I'm going to pull apart the pills and sprinkle it over my breakfast cereal this morning, I'm going to tell you, because I'm losing my mind. Now, mind you, that Jet, my thoroughbred outback, is currently on antibiotics as well, but I didn't feel like going out getting those meds because he's on antibiotics in Butte because he sliced his flank open on the gate, which I found the hair, and it's not even a sharp space. So he was being an idiot and cut himself. And I can't even go to my ride.
That hour, he cut himself. You always want to find that out to make sure they don't do it again, you know?
Well, I went to close the arena gate, and the arena gate wouldn't close. I'm like, what the heck? And then I find this huge stripe of hair and blood on the gate. I'm like, great! It's not even like a corner or anything. He just rubbed himself on it. Must have run into it. So, I'm fed up with the animals. I'm fed up with the horses. I'm fed up with the dang dogs. I'm giving them away. Four dogs for free right here. All you have to do is come.
You're
going to
write your own Craigslist ad?
Yes. Here you go. Come and take it. Just leave the husband. He's the only one I'm liking right now.
Hey, Jennifer, what's coming up today? And then we'll figure out after we do our daily winnies today who, in fact, did spend more money. But I think you kind of probably had me beat yesterday.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I haven't told Jennifer what I spent yesterday.
On today's Kentucky Performance Freestyle Party Edition, Carrie Ostrowski, and I apologize in advance for mispronouncing your name, Carrie. Assistant trainer at Gala Training Center here in Georgetown, Kentucky. We'll be here to talk about good and not so good ways to get a job in the horse biz, along with some of the hazards therein. Yeah, she knows about hazards. And in today's dramatic reading of Black Beauty, it appears that a historical treatise is on the horse role today, and it's all about the horse's role in warfare. Pretty darn sure there's going to be a body count. Yeah. Then, really bad ads, the finest entertainment to be found anywhere on the planet, will round out the show. This is going to be so much fun, I can hardly stand it.
All right, so everybody knows, listen to the show yesterday, that we were having
time out,
some...
Glenn. Time out, time out, time out. Are you reading your chat? Because I think you need to turn your volume down a little bit, buddy. I don't know what's going on.
Is that any better?
Oh, that's better. There you go.
Is that better? Okay. All right. Let's do our daily witty, and then we'll go from there. It's hard actually to read my chat today because I'm working off of one computer and everything is on one computer. So that's why. Today's Daily Winnie of mine goes to Dawn Bailey, who wrote yesterday that she received her Can't Ride Pretty t-shirt from Old Smokey. And remember, Smokey was on last week and he was going to give some t-shirts away. Well, she got hers. Now, Dawn, there's a rule when you get stuff here and we send it out to you, is you have to post a picture of yourself wearing the Can't Ride t-shirt. So if you would kindly do that on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning, we would appreciate it. Otherwise, we will never let you win anything ever again. Just saying.
Nice. Yeah, definitely you have to post it. That's just part of the thing. But if you could go ahead and hit my Daily Winnie. My Daily Winnie is going to go out to every woman within earshot. I've got some news for all of you, and it's just going to make your Friday. It's for women everywhere. Listen up. David Beckham is launching his own line of underwear. According to his Facebook page, he says, "Hi, guys. Today I'm pleased to announce a new long-term partnership with H&M to sell my new underwear range. It won't be available until Valentine's Day next year, but I'll keep you updated with details and pictures as the time comes." Please, David, keep us updated with pictures. If you guys remember, he was the one who modeled the Armani underwear that was just absolutely fantastic and made you want to walk into a mall because there was giant billboards of him everywhere. So, again, ladies, just to let you know, soccer icon David Beckham is gearing up to launch his own underwear line, and he'll be keeping us updated with pictures. Everybody needs to go to Facebook and like him because he might be posting there. Okay. My Friday Daily Winnie.
It's Friday.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating a little bit. It's hot in here.
Hey, I should mention, too, that the really bad ads today, we have a $50 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections for all the whole universe of equestrian shopping at your fingertips at a price you can afford. Visit equestriancollections.com. And that is what we have to give away for the winner today. Well, a couple of days ago we talked about all the problems we were having that day, and it was one of those days. And then Templeton Thompson cheered us up yesterday, made it all better. So after the show yesterday, I head out because for the 3 years we've been doing Horse Radio Network, we have been using we use Mac computers to edit the shows. Well, I've only had one here, and we've never had a spare. So when it goes down, we're kind of stuck. So yesterday I brought the Mac out to the Apple store at the mall. Speaking of the mall, I have a couple things to say about the Apple store. First of all, I don't know if the geniuses behind the Genius Bar are actually geniuses because they look like they're 12. They're 12 years old. And,
I know.
You know, they don't even shave. But anyway, that's beside the point. Who are geniuses at the Apple place is the marketing department. Oh, my God, the place was packed. There must have been 150 people in there. And do you know what they were doing? These guys are geniuses. They're just pure geniuses. They were having kids' Mac camp. They
what?
Had tables
Hold
set
up. Are you serious?
Yes, with kids, I would say in the age range of about 7 to 12, and there must have been about 20 of them, all sitting at these special tables, shorter tables, with Max at them, and they were doing Mac camp. Some of them were playing games, some of them were doing other things, and I assume they teach them stuff too. It's a three-day camp that they come in every day for like 4 hours, and they do Mac camp. So while they're doing Mac camp, their parents are, of course, wandering around the store because they're bored out of their minds and buying stuff. These guys are just geniuses.
That's impressive. That is impressive. They are geniuses.
It's amazing. I just was amazed. So anyway, my computer has now stayed with the 12-year-old pimply-faced geniuses to find out what is going on with it. So that left me short a computer to edit the shows for this week. So then I had to go shopping because I'm tired of not having a backup computer. So despite what Jennifer said, I went out shopping because she wasn't along and she couldn't stop me. And let's just say I am now working on my brand new shiny laptop computer. That's how I'm talking to you, and apparently I'm very loud on my new shiny laptop computer. But just thought I'd say that I'm now that I have a backup computer now. The Horus Radio Network actually has a backup computer for the first time in 3 years.
I'm impressed. I'm amazed. That's fantastic. Congratulations, you're dead meat.
He still hasn't mentioned any dollar amounts, has he?
I know. But I've been thinking that if he got a brand new shiny laptop computer from the Apple store, that it's going to be no comparison in price. Glenn, what was the final tally for your day yesterday? By the way, hold on. You were supposed to get it fixed, not buy a new one.
Oh, I'm getting that one fixed, too.
So I don't
quite know the final tally yet because the pimply-faced geniuses are now working on that. So I don't have a final tally yet.
So what did you spend yesterday?
I spent $800. What did you spend yesterday?
I'm going to have my husband listen to this show because I'm peanuts compared to you. Okay. So here's the things I was charged for yesterday. Mind you, here's the chief complaint. Dog bite wound on ear. Happened last night from stray dog. Lived on a farm, has been healthy. His ear seems very painful, and he has been shaking his head and rubbing his ear with his paw. Okay. Office call. Intravenous sedation. Pre-anesthetic injection. Pre-anesthesia exam. Laceration, what I call the cone of shame. Cephalexin. Tramadol. Remedil. Now, keep in mind that just about 5 days ago, I spent $500 on his sister because of her allergic reaction. Well, Boomer comes in under the $500 mark at $368.25. Now, about that raise we were talking about.
Well, you know, your raise just went into my new computer. See, that's the problem. I actually spent more than you did yesterday, so I win.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got something out of it, you know? I just had four stitches that I have to take out in 10 days.
I didn't keep mine for a while. See, yours is just going to go away and he's going to have his ear. But I get to keep and use mine for a period of time. And I noticed Jennifer is being unusually quiet over there, which is concerning me just a little bit.
Let's go, Jen. Come on. How do you feel? He bought a new Mac instead. You know why he bought it? Because some little teenager was like, I bet you're not smart enough to run this Mac. And he's like, screw you. I'm buying the Mac. I'll show you how smart I am.
Well,
exactly
here was the discussion that happened before he left. You know, and I've known Glenn a few years now. So I knew that he was having this discussion to soothe his guilty conscience. Not because he thought I would sway his opinion in any way, shape, or form. So he comes in and asks me what I think and gives me the pros and cons of buy a new PC versus buy a new Mac. And he framed the pros and cons in such a way that the logical conclusion is dead obvious because he knows that's where I'm going to go. I'm the logical conclusion person. So he came in and we had the discussion. It lasted about 45 seconds, and I told him exactly what he wanted to hear. So he,
which was
buy the PC, fix the Mac.
Okay.
And I did. I bought a PC and I fixed the Mac. See, I didn't buy another Mac. I actually listened to my wife. So I bought a PC and I fixed the Mac. So
now,
I am good here.
Now let's give our listeners out there in the equestrian world the total count of all of the computers that you own at this time.
Well, yeah, you can't count the Mac because it's at
the shop. No. You still own the Mac despite the fact that it is at the hospital. So give us a total count of all the computers you own, whether they function or not.
It's only four.
No, add two more that are in the storage unit that don't work anymore.
Well, those don't count because they don't work anymore.
So there's
see,
six.
Those don't count.
That's six
they
computers. And earlier in the show, if I may quote, I'm working off of one computer today, so things are piled on top of each other and I can't see my chat. You own six computers and you're working on one.
That's right, because the other ones don't work. That's why. And I will have you know that I saved us money yesterday because I didn't buy the new chair I was planning on buying.
That's true, you didn't. He's going to be sitting on a kitchen chair for the next 5 years.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting. I need to go to my room. I need to get out of here.
Anyway, so that was so. Anyway, the shows. I got the good news from yesterday is I got home in about 2 hours. I got my new computer all set up, and I got the shows out, and I'm back on schedule again. I'm feeling good about today, with the minor exception of that sleeping on the couch thing tonight. But other than that, I'm feeling really good about today.
You guys are scaring me. I just sat there and listened. The funny thing is you guys actually live together and you're in separate rooms of the house and this is how you're having the conversation. It's probably best if you're going to have an argument with your spouse or significant other, make sure they're in another room and just Skype them. I just learned something very valuable.
On a positive note, Dawn Deans just posted that see you at Peeler's, that standardbred that we talked about that had won 20 races in a row, was 20 for 20, just made it 21 for 21 with a race Thursday night and a win in a $46,000 Yonkers Raceway race in New York. So, and she set a track record, too.
Oh, my gosh. And she's only 3 years old? Wow.
Isn't
21
that cool?
For 21 at 3 years old. That's amazing. That's just awesome. Let's see. Speaking of racing, Glenn, if you don't mind, I would like to tell everybody about a big race this weekend. It's the Haskell Invitational, and that is happening. And guess who's in it? The winner of the Preakness, Shackleford, is going up against the winner of the Belmont Stakes, Ruler on Ice. And the winner of this could become Horse of the Year. So the Haskell Invitational going on at Monmouth Park on the 31st. I'm sorry, I guess that's Sunday, right? Is the 31st Sunday? Yeah. So big deal this weekend to see who's going to be the three-year-old Horse of the Year. And Shackleford is the only one of all of the horses that went to the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont that is still running right now. So there you go. He's probably Horse of the Year. So anyway, it's a big race. It's going to be deciding a lot. So that'll happen on Sunday. I'm sure
cool.
You're thrilled.
Very good.
I heard that.
I am excited. Which one is that?
Or is that Z?
Oh, that's Boomer outside. Oh, wait, okay. Hold on.
His voice carries further because of the cone of shame. It directly barks straight forward. Yeah.
Yes, I wonder if he's wearing the cone of shame.
Actually, he just got up, so I have to go give him a shot of Remedil. So talk among yourselves. So I got to give him a pill. Every freaking 8 hours. I can't even do a show without giving the dang dog a pill.
This is quality entertainment here at Horse Radio Network. That's for certain. Well, Jennifer, one of the shows that just came out this morning was the Stable Scoop radio show. And do you remember we had a news story here about an Oregon an Oregon lady who started a program called Teens and Mustangs.
Yeah.
Well, we had her on the show, and she talked all about that program. And we had one of the teens that trained one of the Mustangs last year. And what a neat program it is. And we were just – it was so much fun. And the teenager is 15 years old, and she's on her second one. She sold her first one in the auction. They auctioned them all off at the end. And hers did very well, and she was already now gentling her second Mustang. And it made me feel better. I was a little concerned about teenagers dealing with Mustangs and training them. But actually, the way she has it set up, she's very careful about how everything is done, and it made me feel a little better that, you know, this just wasn't something that was totally nuts.
No, it's very well thought out, and it really is a very sensible program because the parameters the goals that they set for these young trainers are set up in a way that the trainers, these teenagers, are not being told, you get the horse broken 30 days and you sit on his back. This is not extreme Mustang makeover with teenagers.
Right.
Giving the horses a really
good start. Which would be awesome.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'd watch that.
That's funny.
I got some teenagers that'd like to sign up for that one, actually. go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Anyway, that's live now over at StableScoop.com. It's a fun little show. We're mixing things up over there. We've changed it a bit now after 3 years. You realize we are coming up on episode number 156 in August. It will be the 3-year anniversary of the Horse Radio Network. Coming
no
up?
Kidding. 3-year
yeah.
anniversary. Wow.
Yep.
I'm just trying to make it to November, make it 1 year with you.
Good luck with that.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
We're going to see you in a couple of weeks. And we're going to see you. You're going to be coming into Pennsylvania, and we're going to be meeting there at the ADA conference again. We'll be doing our show live from there. Horses in the Morning will be live from the wholesale show on the 15th. So we'll be coming to everybody from the convention center talking about all kinds of new products coming out.
Yeah, and again, I'm kind of in the midst, Glenn, of a large quantity of vet bills. I'm trying to buy a new house, trying to get out of this house, trying to do all this stuff, and we're potentially, the farm update, by the way, is we may potentially be closing around the end of August if all works out and everything goes as planned, and I have no money to spend, and you're going to put me in an expo center with just a square mile of horse products that are for sale? This is the worst idea ever. It's not fair.
I don't have any concerns because we went 6 months ago and you pretty much bought everything in the place. So I think you probably have it pretty much covered.
Yeah, but there's always stuff to buy. Why don't you get it?
I'm a little more concerned about my wife because now she's in there going, well, he spent all that money on the computer. I can get stuff for the horse. And I'm going to do that. And I'm not even going to tell him that. So that's what she's sitting in there thinking right now. I can hear it from the other
room. That's not what I'm thinking. That's not what I'm thinking.
No, she's thinking. Here's what you're thinking, Jennifer. Let me guess. You're thinking, not about the computer, because that's for work. All that money you spent on that damn dog when we went to the Greyhound thing, you bought him a shirt, you bought him new collars, you got him all these socks and collars and shirts and beds and all this. I am going to get something for my horse. You just watch out. Was that Jennifer?
I'm keeping it simple. Four words. Payback is hell.
Credit cards, that's what they're for. Woohoo! I'm so excited to shop with you, okay? So let's start making a list.
Plastic.
You know what I did, Jennifer? I just bought my first tack of the day item. So we need to really start focusing on what we're going to need. Maybe get some ideas from tackoftheday.com when that stuff goes out that Helena sends out. And we'll get her advice and opinions on what we need to shop for and what we need to be aware of and all the brand new products that are coming out. We're going to have so much fun spending your husband's money.
Well, there was a good one on Tack of the Day the other day. Did you buy the gloves? Is that what you bought?
I bought the running martingale and breastplate.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the gloves were a good deal, too. If you like crochet gloves, they had two for $20, and they were SSG brand, so that was a good deal, too. Tack of the Day has good stuff. I know I started it all those years ago.
I know. I can't even believe that. So if anybody's listening and doesn't know what the heck we're talking about, go to tackoftheday.com. Sign up for their little newsletter. I believe Helene is the one who writes it out now, but you used to be the one. You started this whole thing. And tackoftheday.com sends you an email of, like, ridiculously cheap tack for one day only. You can buy it for one day. And I got, like, a $350 martingale for $59 the other day. Running martingale at slash breastplate, hunting breastplate. $59, and it's $300 value. So there you go, tackoftheday.com. Do yourself a favor.
If you're watching Tack of the Day and you're a regular there, you will never pay full price for a blanket again because you'll just buy them all at Tack of the Day. They have come the fall. You keep an eye on that if you need some blankets because you'll find them cheaper there, and shipping's very cheap there too. So check it out. And that's not a paid commercial, but I did start it all those years ago with the crazy stupid humor, and it just seemed to take off and work. And I was working with Bit of Britain then, and Bit of Britain's the one that runs that. So.
I really think that Glenn, you really probably should have asked for shares of stock.
I blew it. I blew it with Tack of the Day. I really should have done it on my own and said, I'm out of here. But I didn't. That's why I'm sitting here working with you on a morning show.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
Yeah. All right, why don't you do the commercial, and then we'll come back with our guest, Carrie Ostrowski, talking about jobs in the horse world.
All right, let me find our ad here. I seem to be – there we go. Thank you so much for Kentucky Performance Products sponsoring today's show. Kentucky Performance Products is a dedicated supporter of several of the Horse Radio Network shows, and KPP offers a variety of great supplements, and one of those is Keriform. Hey, side note. I know I'm supposed to read the commercial, but join them on Facebook. Go to Facebook and like Kentucky Performance Products because they send out the most helpful emails. Like, they post stuff on Facebook every day that, like, hey, do you know how much water your horse is supposed to be drinking? Well, if it's this kind of day, they drink this much. And it's really fascinating information. And they did one yesterday about, like, the different types of grain and what you need to supplement your grain with and what you need don't need to supplement your grain with that you might already be doing. So anyway, go like them on Facebook and you'll actually learn a lot. Anyway, Keriform is a source of biotin, iodine, and I know it's Friday, but it's true. I'm like, this is awesome. I read it every day. I'm like, this is such great information. Keriform is a source of biotin, iodine, and zinc, which are shown to support the maintenance of healthy hooves and hair. These ingredients are combined with, how do you say that, Glenn? Liocin and full fat soybeans to provide a source of essential fatty acids, an ingredient that supports a normal healthy hair coat. Yeast cultures are included to play a role in the maintenance of normal digestive function, making Keriform, wow, that's really actually great stuff, a well-rounded, affordable supplement. To find out more about this and all the KPP products, visit kppusa.com or call 1-800-722-1988. And to learn more about horse nutrition and interact with Kentucky Performance Products experts, be sure to join their Facebook page. I just sold that to myself. Like, wow, that's really good stuff. Like soybeans and biotin and zinc and all that. I'm like, I'm buying it. Yeast cultures for digestion. Oh, sold. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Carry on. Do you have your guest yet?
Yes, we do. And our first guest today, or our only guest today, actually, is, and I know her from, because this is the place where I take Gala Driving Centers, where I take my driving lessons, and I got to meet her over there, and I wanted to have her on for a couple of reasons. One, we want to talk about jobs in the horse world and how she got hers. That's one of the most asked questions we get here at the Horse Radio Network. We have a lot of teenagers who listen to our shows, especially this one. I'm not quite sure why. And I think it's because we haven't outgrown the 16-year-old mentality, and that's why they like it so much. But they keep asking, you know, they keep saying, I want to work in the horse world, but they don't have any direction, and nobody ever knows how to get there. So we're going to talk to Carrie about that, and we're also going to talk to her about a recent incident that she had. That's one of the hazards of working in the horse world. So this is Carrie Ostrowski, assistant trainer at Gala Driving Center. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Glenn.
Now, you said you were back at work. Are you really back at work already?
I am.
Okay, we're going to ask you how a little bit later when we discuss what exactly happened to you a couple of weeks ago. But first, let's ask you,
Now, you're a young adult. How long have you been out of college at this point?
2 years at this point.
Okay. So were you one of those horse crazy teenagers that said, oh, I just want to work in the horse world. No matter what I do, I want to work with horses. That's it. That's all I want to do.
Pretty much.
So how do you get a job doing, because you have a pretty cool job, except for the injuries and the broken bones. You have a pretty cool job. How do you go about getting your job? How did you get your job and end up where you are? I assume you started as a groom.
The horse industry really is all about who you know and who you meet and taking every opportunity that is put in front of you, and sometimes making opportunities for yourself. When I graduated from college, I had a year-long equine management internship position up at a farm in New York, and that was doing a variety of tasks, helping to run the barn, train the horses that were there in a variety of disciplines. It was a Morgan horse farm, so they did every discipline from saddle seat to driving to Western, and then also they did reproductive work as well. So it really gave me a chance to narrow down exactly what I wanted to do. I had always had a passion for driving, and I always hoped that I would end up in a driving job, but it's a very, very small discipline in the U.S., and so getting a position is not always easy, and so I had left my options open. And while I was in New York, the local driving club there was having a conference, and one of the people that was there was Mark Johnson, and I knew Mark had done a lot in the driving world, and I mean, he's competed, he's navigated, he's a trainer. And at the conference, I just went up to him and said, hey, I want to get into combined driving, because up to this point, I had only done the pleasure driving side of carriage driving. And he said, well, just come on down, make it work, come on down, spend a week with me, and we'll see what we can do for you. And so I talked to my boss in New York, and we worked it out that I went and spent a week with Mark and met several of his students, and got that experience, got to navigate for a few of his students at Garden State last year. And then later on in the summer, we had a driving clinician come into the farm I was working at. And again, I was talking to him, and I said, who do you know that might have jobs? Who can I talk to? How can I get into this? And he's the one that gave me Sterling Grayburn's name, my current boss, the head trainer here at Gala. And I just looked Sterling's email up and sent him an email and said, hey, here's my background. I've worked with Mark. What do you think? And at the time, I actually didn't realize Sterling was at Gala. And it worked out when he replied and said that he was, because I had actually taken a few lessons from Debbie Bainfield, the farm manager here, about 4 years ago now. So Debbie knew me, and Sterling was able to talk to Mark. And in some ways, the stars just kind of aligned for me. But it's definitely a case of it's about who you know and making those connections happen.
And I think there's two things I picked up on there that I think are so true. And that is, one, you have to make it happen. You have to talk to everybody you see. You have to be out there, and you have to put yourself out there. If you're hiding in a corner, this isn't going to work.
Mm-mm. No, you really have to make yourself visible and take risks. I mean, Mark could have shot me down, but he was totally game for saying, sure, I'll give you a try.
I mean, you got lucky there that he didn't shoot you down, but, you know, he could have shot you down, and you would have had to talk to five more, and one of those would eventually landed something. And I think the other thing I picked up from that is you're not originally from Lexington, Kentucky. You have to be willing to move. If you're going to do this, mm-hmm. and you want to make a career out of it, you are going to move several times. You're not going to be able to do it in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
90% chance you're not going to be able to do it in your backyard. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. I was looking at a few different job options. One was in Boston, and then the job here, I had seen an option down in Florida, and you just have to be willing to do that. That's especially with driving, because it's fairly localized, you have to be able to do that. But every discipline, if you want to be in where the top competitions are, the top trainers, you have to be willing to move, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I started out in Atlanta, Georgia, then moved to Lexington, then moved to Ohio, then I moved to Atlanta, Georgia again, then I moved to Athens, Georgia, and then I went to Southern Pines, North Carolina, and then I went back to Kentucky, and then I went back to Atlanta. So, and then I started my radio career. So just so you know, it is definitely, you know, you go where the jobs are. And what I did was I went where the learning opportunity was. It wasn't so much about making, I mean, you have to make enough to support yourself. But when you're young, you know, you take every opportunity to be a sponge. Whenever anybody can teach you anything.
Wait a minute. It wasn't because you got fired a lot. Just wanted to confirm that.
No, I break up with a boyfriend and move.
Okay.
That's what happened. Yeah. Totally dictated by ex-boyfriends. No, when I was living in Lexington, I loved it. I had the greatest opportunities there, and I learned from the greatest people. And then I had a couple horses that I didn't know how to train. So that's when I went and I moved to Ohio to do my John Lyons apprenticeship with a John Lyons trainer up there. And then when that was done, I got a job there at an eventing barn and continued eventing. And then I realized I could not spend another winter in Northeast Ohio or I'd kill myself. So then I got a job helping somebody's farm down in Athens. And then Denny Emerson hired me. And so I went up there, you know, it was like, just whatever you can do to learn and to experience things. You know, there's no substitute for hands-on experience. So, you know, if you can, be a working student. Be somebody, that, you know, I was to get jobs. I've been an intern, you know, started as an intern. Work your way up. I swear, the more you learn and the more you reach out to people, the better it's going to be. There's my 2 cents for a Friday. That's as serious as I'm getting for the rest of the day. Carry on.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is if you're thinking that in your young 20s you are going to make a lot of money doing working at a barn, even as a trainer or assistant trainer or whatever, you are sorely mistaken. You're going to pay your dues
you
for a long time. Am I wrong there, Karen?
You are very correct. And, I mean, when I knew I wanted to work with horses, I accepted right then and there that I was probably never going to make a ton of money. But I love what I'm doing, and I learn every single day, and it's worth it.
And I will say that...
No, Glenn. I got to retort. I got to refute your statement, because it's not, you're not going to make money in your 20s. Just carry that on through. Unless you're somebody like Karen and David O'Connor and you've got all these people buying horses and you're going to the Olympics, you're not going to make any money anyway. You know, unless you get one of the elite, which would be like playing in the NFL for football players, the NBA for basketball players, unless you reach that elite status, you're working hard for every dollar you make for the rest of your life. But you know what? You work hard with a smile on your face. So there you go. Sorry, that was serious too. Carry on.
Hey, Carrie, there's something else that comes along with this. And tell us about your incident.
My incident, last Saturday we were having a schooling show at the farm and a client of ours was here with her horse and I was helping her get hitched, and part of the hitching is one person is usually standing at the horse's head in front of the horse to make sure it doesn't go anywhere and to be there as a safety person. So I was the one heading this Irish draft mare, so fairly sizable horse. And when the owner brought the cart up behind her, the mare started acting up and started to buck a little and jumped forward. So I had to move out from in front of her because she wasn't responding when I pulled on the reins. So I either moved or she was going to run right over me. When I moved to the side, she proceeded to take off and at a fairly quick pace. And I kept up with her for a while, tried to turn her back into the barn so that maybe she would, once she saw the barn, maybe she would slow down. But that was not successful. And as soon as I saw that she wasn't going to turn into the barn, I made one last ditch effort of trying to turn her and slow her down some, and again was unsuccessful. So at that point, I knew I wasn't going to keep up much longer, so I let go. But when I let go of the rein that I was hanging on to, I lost my balance. And as I fell to the ground and she galloped past me, she got a couple good kicks in as she went by. So I have a fairly colorful bruise on my right hip and then a potentially broken bone in my left wrist.
Now,
what do you
I
mean
saw...
potentially? Wait, yeah. You don't know if it's broken, your wrist is broken?
We do not know for sure. The bone is kind of tucked in under the thumb joint, so an x-ray doesn't show it very well. Based on the pain that I was in when the doctor was poking and prodding me on Wednesday, they're fairly certain it's broken, but I have to have an MRI next week to confirm it.
I just wanted to make sure you went to the doctor.
I got off your Facebook page of your side so Jamie could see that. Wow. That's very colorful.
Yes. I think it's probably the prettiest bruise I've ever had.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts. Hey, I have a question for you. On your Facebook page where you showed the picture of your arm and wrist and thumb in a cast, you put that it was your fifth cast. Is that right?
Unfortunately, yes, that is correct. I had a broken ankle when I was little, and then I've had surgery on my right wrist 3 times. And every time I've ended up in a cast afterwards for recovery.
Okay. See, that's one of the that's one of the things about working in a barn. You know, Jennifer's had the same thing. She's broken almost every bit in her body. And it's just one of the things that comes with the job. But look at you. You're back at work already. And when you look at the picture of your side and then, you know, your arms in a cast and everything, you still wait and find out if you have a broken hand. And there you are back at work again.
I would drive myself crazy if I was sitting at home.
Sterling's a slave driver. I'm not sure which it is. It's one of the two.
Oh, to be young again.
No, he's good.
I'm going to go back to work and, I've got a broken wrist and probably a dislocated fractured hip, but I'm cool. I'm cool. Just give me the horse. You're crazy. That's being young. And kids, listen up. Is the importance of having health insurance. Please, always spring for health insurance.
What's
if you're
the first
around horses.
Question I asked you the other day? That's the first question I asked her the other day. Do you have health insurance?
Mm-hmm. Luckily, this is all covered by lovely workman's comp, but I am lucky enough to have health insurance as well.
And Jennifer is giving us a lesson in body parts, and she says the scaphoid, which is what she broke, is the human equivalent of the navicular bone in a horse. Poor blood supply, heals poorly, she'll be in a cast for 2 years. No, she didn't.
She didn't write that.
I added that part.
No. Unfortunately, they've told me that if it is broken, it's 8 to 12 weeks in a cast.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that.
It's not a good spot. Well, thank you so much, Carrie, for joining us here. By the way, I have to say this. Carrie is terrific at what she does, and probably she is the only one I know that would have stayed with the horse that long trying to make a bad situation good and put her body on the line like that. Although I think probably with that particular horse, she's just going to let it go next time. Yeah, it's not worth it. We've all done that, though, haven't we? Tried to hang on.
If you're going to fall off.
A crowd of people, you just don't want to let go.
Yes, that's true.
Don't sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Well, thank you, Carrie, so much for joining us. We appreciate it. It's the Gala Driving Center, and I will see you out there soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Glenn.
We hope you heal well.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, to be young and bounce back within a week.
Yeah, to be young and hungry and crazy. I was going to say, yeah, if there's another lesson for you. If you're going to fall off of a horse, please don't try to hold on to the reins as you're going down on the ground. Don't do it. It's not going to work out well. If the horse is running away, he's going to run away anyway, and he's going to drag you with him, or in my case, drag you underneath his hooves while he's galloping, and you're going, I can't let go. He'll run out in the road. Let him get hit by a car. Go ahead. You deserve it. I
have had that thought on several occasions.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned that lesson when learning to water ski, because the first couple times you fall, you just don't let go for some reason, and you always fall forward with your mouth open. Happens every time. And you eat half the pond. You're swallowed half the pond. The fish, you know, the little shrimp that come up from the bottom, they're all in there. And you learn that very quickly. So that's one lesson, too. That's a very good lesson, Jamie. Let go when you fall off. Let the horse will figure it out.
Yeah. Pond shrimp.
They're not going to run forever. Yeah, and yeah, definitely if you're going to fall off in the water, jump, close your mouth, please. Do yourself a favor.
Ooh, water jumps. Ooh, it doesn't get any skankier than a water jump. Ooh.
Uh-huh. Maisie.
There ain't no water drunk shrimp. You don't see any of those, do you? So let's do this. I need you. We're going to do Black Beauty because I'm saving the song for the very beginning of – I have a song that we haven't played before that fits perfectly with Really Bad Ads. It is unbelievable. It's all about Really Bad Ads. So I want to play it right before we do Really Bad Ads. So we'll do Black Beauty next. But first, Jamie, I need you to go to Facebook. And I posted a picture, and I said, so who is this? It is someone we all know. And it's an old black and white picture, and I want you to take a look at it and see if you have a guess. Abby says, Jamie, that's incorrect. She also said she knows it's not me. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Abby. Maybe it's Jennifer. Nope, it's not Jennifer either. So take a look at that. What do you think?
Okay. Is it Helena?
No, not Helena. She's not that old.
Well, that's the problem, is that when somebody guessed it was me, I'm like, I'm not that old.
that are listening is we're looking at an old black and white picture of a very pretty horse jumping what looks like a hedge she has a helmet on, so it can't be that old, I wouldn't think. I don't know how old this picture is, actually, but it looks like an event. It looks like she's riding in an event, but it is a black and white picture, so care to guess?
It's somebody we all know. I mean, it's small, so I can't, it's not like this huge picture. I don't know. You got me.
It's Chris Stafford.
Shut the front door.
Host of eventing, dressage, and jumping shows and equestrian legends. That's correct. That was from her old eventing days. That's Chris.
Wow, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
That horse has quite a set of knees, doesn't he? Look at him.
Yeah,
he's rocking it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Chris. Yeah, I thought I'd get you on that one. I thought I'd stump you.
That's awesome. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. She was a tough competitor for sure. I know. I knew that about her, but I didn't even think about it, Chris.
Yeah, well, there you go. She actually is interviewed by Donna Barton Brothers this week. They turned the tables on Chris this week, and Donna Barton Brothers from NBC interviews her. So if you want to learn more about Chris, just check out any of her shows this week. We put the same show up on all of them so you could learn more about Chris and her life, which none of us know much about because she doesn't talk about herself. I mean, you talk about yourself all day. I talk about myself all day. Chris never talks about herself on the show. So we managed to convince her to do that with Donna Brothers leading the way, and she did a great job with the interview, too.
And I bet Donna Brothers is the only one who could get information like that out of Chris.
That's right.
Just because she's so good at interviewing people. It's like, you know, they just sometimes you say things, you're like, I can't believe I just said that. So I cannot wait to hear all about Chris, because you're right, she won't tell you.
No, that's right. I don't know, and I'm her boss. So. All right, Black Beauty time, and then I want to play this song. You're going to love it. So here we go.
This is a dramatic reading by Jamie Jennings of the English classic Black Beauty by Anna Sewell.
Chapter 34. Part 1, An Old War Horse. Captain had been broken in and trained for an army horse. His first owner was an officer of the cavalry going out to the Crimean War. He said he quite enjoyed the training with all the other horses, trotting together, turning together to the right hand or the left, halting at the word of command, or dashing forward at full speed at the sound of the trumpet or signal of the officer. He was, when young, a dark, dappled iron gray, and considered to be very handsome. His master, a young, high-spirited gentleman, was very fond of him and treated him from the first with the greatest care and kindness. He told me he thought the life of an army horse was very pleasant, but when he came to being sent abroad over the sea and in a great ship, he almost changed his mind. That part of it, said he, was dreadful. Of course, we could not walk off the land into the ship, so they were obliged to put strong straps under our bodies, and then we were lifted off our legs in spite of our struggles, and were thrown through the air over the water to the deck of the great vessel. Then there we were placed in close, small stalls, and never for a long time we saw the sky or were able to stretch our legs. The ship sometimes rolled about in high winds, and we were knocked about and felt bad enough. However, at last it came to an end, and we were hauled up and swung over again to the land. We were very glad and snorted and neighed for joy when we once more felt firm ground under our feet. We soon found that the country we had come to was very different to our own, and that we had many hardships to endure besides the fighting. But many of the men were so fond of their horses that they did everything they could to make them comfortable, in spite of snow, wet, and all things out of order. "But what about the fighting?" said I. "Was it not that worse than anything else?" "Well," said he, "I hardly know. We always like to hear the trumpet sound and to be called out, and we were impatient to start off, though sometimes we had to stand for hours waiting for the word of command. And when the word was given, we used to spring forward as gaily and eagerly as if there were no cannonballs, bayonets, or bullets. I believe so long as we felt our rider firm in the saddle and his hand steady on the bridle, not one of us gave way to fear, and not even when the terrible bombshells whirled through the air and burst into 1,000 pieces. I, with my noble master, went into many actions together without a wound, and though I saw horses shot down with bullets, pierced through with lances, and dashed with fearful saber cuts, though we left them for dead on the field or dying in the agony of their wounds, I don't think I feared for myself. My master's cheery voice, as he encouraged his men, made me feel as if he and I could not be killed. I had such perfect trust in him that whilst he was guiding me, I was ready to charge up to the very cannon's mouth. I saw many brave men cut down, many fall mortally wounded from their saddles. I had heard the cries and the groans of the dying. I had cantered over ground slippery with blood and frequently had to turn aside to avoid trampling on a wounded man or horse. But until one dreadful day, I had never felt terror, and that day I shall never forget. Here old Captain paused for a while and he drew a long breath. I waited, and he went on. It was one autumn morning, and as usual, an hour before daybreak, our cavalry had turned out, ready caparison for today's work, whether it be fighting or waiting. The men stood by their horses, waiting ready for orders. As the light increased, there seemed to be some excitement among the officers, and before the day was well begun, we heard the firing of the enemy's guns. Then one of the officers rode up and gave the word for the men to mount, and in a second every man was in his saddle, and every horse stood expecting the touch of the rein or the pressure of his rider's heels, all animated, all eager, but we still had been trained so well that, except by the champing of our bits and the restive tossing of our heads from time to time, it could not be said that we stirred. My dear master and I were at the head of the line, and as we all sat motionless and watchful, he took a little stray lock of my mane, which had turned over on the wrong side, laid it over to the right, smoothed it down with his hand, and then, patting my neck, he said, "We shall have a day of it today, Bayard, my beauty, but we will do our duty as we have done." He said, stroking my neck that morning more, I think, than he had ever done before, quietly on and on, as if he were thinking of something else. I loved to feel his hand on my neck and arched my crest proudly and happily, but I stood very still, for I knew all his moods and when he liked me to be quiet. Monday morning, part 2 of An Old War Horse. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This horse had more jobs than you.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's exciting. I left it suspenseful because I knew you'd find that chapter interesting because there was death.
This is the best chapter yet, but I don't know if Tom's keeping the carnage count for us, our listener up there in New England. I don't know what he's going to do with this chapter. Just add
a bunch.
We'll
have to see. I don't think that that it really counts towards the death count because he was describing a war. It wasn't like he was, like, you know, killing people. But, of course, probably Tom, what he's going to do is go and find the Crimean War online and find out exactly how many people died and put that as a number.
I have something for you that I want to play, and we're getting to really bad ads. Don't worry, everybody. I know it's everybody's favorite part of the week. We're going to get to that, but I have something that so relates to really bad ads. You have to listen to the words of this Dan Roberts song. I can't believe I haven't played it as the theme for really bad ads, but it is absolutely perfect. Plus, it has a dual meaning today because Jamie is heading out to Shop for Horses tomorrow. Didn't you tell me that?
Yes, tomorrow and Sunday. Horse shopping continues or begins, whichever one you want to look at it like.
Dan has some advice for you in this song as well. The song is called Horse Trading from oldbootsmusic.com.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading. Well, look here, boys, he got a pretty good rig. He's got a working trot and a short jig. He come off of the ranch where he's born and bred. The last of his blood, that old stud's dead. He's a little bit nervous inside the ring. Kids out back and ride him with a string. Of course, now, his feet needs trimming. Yeah, it looks to me like he's been foundered. Well, you seen that big skeeter bite on his neck? Yeah, they probably aced him. He's a little fresh. We ain't rode him much lately. Yeah, 8 seconds or less. He's got a pretty little head. Yeah, if you don't mind the looks of an ironing board. They say they just wormed him. Yeah, now you're trying to worm me. Well, they say you can ride him with any kind of bit. Yeah, as long as you wire his mouth shut. They say they showed him NCHA. Yeah, which means not coming home again. Or was it AQHA? Yeah, which means apt to quit hauling around. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading. Well, look here, boys, here's one of a kind. He's as right as rain. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'll make you a price. He's worth every penny. I wouldn't even sell him, but I got too many. He's King Ranch, Wagner, Doc Bar bred. They tell me he's smarter than Mr. Ed. I tell you one thing, he's a good rope horse. Yeah, that's how you have to catch him. Well, he'll jump right in your trailer. Well, that's good, because I seen him jump out of yours. Now, he's got all the wind in the world. Yeah, it's just coming out the wrong end. He's good at opening gates. Yeah, you brush up against one, he kicks it right open. Well, they say he runs AAA. Yeah, which means always awkward and aimless. Well, looks like he's got a little Arab blood in him. I don't believe I'd have told that one. Now, I'd say he'd be a good cutting prospect. I believe that's the first thing I'd do to him. They say they showed him NRHA. Yeah, which means never really had ability. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. I tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. It's a horse trading. Come on now, you wear out a new truck trying to find a better deal than this. Don't lose him over a few dollars. If it's not just like I said, you don't own him. I guarantee him gentle and sound. What do you mean, why didn't I tell you about that navicular? Why, I thought it was a secret. Come on,
man. Oh, my gosh, that is the greatest song. Where has that song been this whole time?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
They tell me we done wrote him, yeah, for 8 seconds. Won the prize on him. Won the buckle. Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. That's awesome.
Thought you'd like that, especially going into your weekend. You know, the tune is, if you weren't tapping your foot, you're dead to that tune.
Horse Trading.
Great.
Oh, my gosh, I feel like telling Dan Roberts that's the greatest song I've ever heard.
Hey, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek. That's Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen over there. It is Friday, which means it's time for everybody's favorite. What?
The entire show is brought to you today by none other than Kentucky Performance Products. On Friday, you always forget that.
Sorry, Kentucky Performance Products. I apologize for forgetting you on Friday.
Pay attention.
Oh, yes, it is that time. It's my favorite time of the week, time for really bad ads. And if you're just joining us or you're a new listener, let me just tell you what really bad ads is. Obviously, it's pretty self-explanatory with the title being really bad ads, but it's the kind of ads that I think that sometimes people forget that they're actually trying to sell something. You know, you're not doing me a favor by selling me your crazy, unbroke, ungelded, you know, quarter horse that you haven't touched in 3 years. You're not doing me a favor. So you've got to take that and you've got to sell it to me. However, people miss that aspect of it, and they will forget punctuation, capitalization, just sense in general. Just no sense whatsoever. Horrible pictures. I mean, just a ridiculous amount of just terrible, really bad ads. So that is what we're doing today. The winner of today's really bad ads gets a $50 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections. So throughout the week, you need to be going on and looking for horses for sale and send us those really bad ads, Craigslist ads, Dream Horse ads, wherever you can find a really bad ad. Go ahead and email it to Jennifer at Horse Radio Network throughout the week, and it might be on the show. And should I just go ahead and get started, Glenn?
Yeah, why don't you get started with the first one?
All right, this comes from Denise. Denise, this is awesome. You did a really good job. This is a fantastic one. Okay. I'm going to read it as written, as I usually do. Horse trailer, big fifth wheel tandem, $1,500. I have one large horse trailer for sale. It has good axles, 8 lug, I believe, newer tires, dollar signed. It pulled like a dream on the way home. It does need a new floor, several spots soft. There is some rust on the body. This is not ready to load a horse in and go to the show. This is a $30,000 to $40,000 trailer, new for $1,500. Please keep that in mind. I will be as honest as possible as not to waste each other's time. If it was me, I needed a new large horse trailer. I would repair or replace the floor with new plankies, whatever takes less time. And buy 36-inch ag galvalum panels for the roof. Pre-drill the holes. I have done it before. The trailer ends up with nice straight, as in George Strait lines. Looks good. Whatever, I will not respond to emails. Alan. Thank you. How do you spell horse?
Well, last time I looked, it was H-O-R-S-E.
Yeah. They spelled it like H-O-A-R-S-E.
And I thought that was maybe just a mistake in typing, but they spelled it that way every time.
Every single time. This guy's clearly a horseman. I don't get that this is a $30,000 to $40,000 trailer, new for $1,500. That makes no sense.
But it needs a new floor. Now, I thought it was interesting. What I also thought was analyzing this ad that was interesting is he acknowledged the floor. He said that a couple of times, and he even said that you could get plankies, which is how he spelled it. You could get plankies for the new floor. He never mentioned the roof,
But then later on, he says you can buy 36-inch galvalum panels for the roof. And, oh, by the way, you pre-drill the hole. He's even telling you how to do it. You pre-drill the holes. So kind of telling me there's probably no roof either.
Denise, find us the picture of that, please.
Yes.
Please send us that picture. Awesome, awesome job, Denise. Fantastic. All right.
Jasmine. That's our first Jasmine, I think. In Cincinnati, sent this one in. And Jennifer, you're going to have to post this picture. It is an old 1947 people. You know how many years that is? That's a lot of years. 1947.
That's the year you were born.
Smart, Jamie. Smart. Yeah. It was a little after that. 1947, John Theodore Spreader. Model H Series 47. Good spoke wheels and tires, which you can't see in the picture, by the way. Spreader is all metal and has some rust spots. And what that really, really should say is, Spreader is all rust and has some metal spots. That's exactly what it is. This thing is just rust from one end to the other. I love how he says, needs painting and a new chain in order to work. Good restorable piece for a collector. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Right, I actually really would love to have that. it's one of those spreaders that actually turns when it's drug along. So you hook the chain up to like your gator and then it drags it without having a tractor. I'll take it. However, Cincinnati is a long way.
They're really nice, actually, the ground-driven ones. That's what we had. But try replacing those chains in the middle of winter when everything's frozen, including the poop in the trailer. Post the wording from the ad too. That's pretty good.
All right, this is from Sarah in Vine Grove. Good kid broke trail horse. I'm looking for a good gentle kid broke trail horse. Prefer a quarter horse, but it doesn't matter. 15 hands are bigger. Don't want one that bucks. I do have a. Oh my God. I'm going to say something you haven't heard the name of since about 1982, an infomercial, okay? I do have a brand new Nordic Track C1800 that's been used 3 times.
Doesn't everybody.
Are you kidding me? When was the last time you heard the word Nordic Track?
Yeah, but I've done the part about used 3 times. That's the part I meant.
No. Yeah, it's brand new from 1982, but they're saying brand new because they've only used it 3 times because everybody who bought one of those is like a Bowflex, which, by the way, I have a Bowflex in my house, which my husband bought because he's an infomercial junkie. And, we've moved it 3 times now, and I've never seen him use it. It's
have
going
you used
in
it?
This next move. A Bowflex? You're out of your mind. Okay, let me finish reading this ad. This is actually great. Looking for a good, gentle, kid-broke trail horse, which, you know, obviously they don't want the bucks, which they went on to state. I've got a brand-new Nordic Track C1800 that's been used 3 times, paid $900 for it, and an engagement ring, $10,000, paid $600. I'm sorry, 10 carats. They put 10K. 10 carats, paid $600. For I would trade a horse if you do not want to trade for those. I am willing to pay anywhere between $200 and $600 as long as it's kid broke. Ask for Misty. Okay, hold up. If you bought a 10-carat engagement ring for $600, you have a fake. I don't know what you even mean by this, but you guys, seriously, if you have a kid-broke trail horse that doesn't buck, you can get a brand-new Nordic Track or a 10-carat diamond ring that is valued at $600. But you'll only pay $200 and $600 for it. So good luck with that. Fantastic job. Love it.
The next one, Kelly Utter sent this one in. Thank you, Kelly, for sending this in. This is the first time, and Jennifer, you're going to be posting some pictures today. You're going to have to post this picture, too. This is the first time we've ever had one of these. And the ad, it reads as follows. In excellent condition, sparkles in the sunlight. Horse is on a secure pole with base and is light enough to move around.
bought at an antique store for twice the asking price. Makes an eye-catching display anywhere. Doll is available.
It's for sale for $200. I'll give you $400. No, but it's only $200. But I will give you $400.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't notice that when I read it the first time. What we're talking about is one of those merry-go-round horses. This is the first time we've seen a merry-go-round horse on here. And it doesn't give a price, does it? No. But because it's going to cost you twice the price. But the thing is, this is the ugliest merry-go-round horse I've ever seen. Take that disturbing doll off of it. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, it's a good thing because you didn't read that the doll on top of the merry-go-round is not included. So you do not get that beautiful, frilly, fluffy doll that comes on top of it.
All right. Well, please, Jennifer, post the first merry-go-round picture that we have ever gotten here at Really Bad Ads.
It says on there, doll is available separately. It's also
That's not that a Chucky.
Yeah, it's hideous. The next one, actually, I know Samantha sent one. We'll get to hers next week because my mom sent me one, and she found it in Valdosta, Georgia. Now, do you know where Valdosta, Georgia is?
Sounds very rural.
It's about as far south in Georgia as you can get. Now, I do have kin in Valdosta, Georgia. They work for the State Farm Company. And so I'm wondering, this could be one of my family. And, the more that I start talking and say the word Valdosta, it makes me talk Southern. So I'm going to read this as one of my family members down in Valdosta, Georgia. Okay? I have a big sweat heart of a horse. He has everything. Brains, conformation, personality, and color. He's a young one, too, 7 years old. He's currently being used as a trail horse, but could be any kind of horse you ask. He's not a registered horse, but if you wish to use him as a show horse, he could go in a ton of horse shows. I have out beginners on his back and people that were afraid of horses. I let them walk around him all by themselves, and he's fine. He's not huge, only 14.5 hands, but people up to 6 feet tall and maybe taller have been on his back, and it didn't look awkward. You could have sworn he was about 15 hands or taller. We don't know his exact height. It's a lucky guess, so he could be taller. He even stays wet. He even stays wet without constant brushings or bathes. His mane and tail are really long and thick, and he has lightly feathered feet, too. Yeah, they're supposed to clip those. He's not dead broke. He can be a little spooky, and I haven't been able to work with him, but when I was, he learned new things in one day or maybe four sometimes. He's not dead broke. He can be a little spooky, but I haven't been able to work with him. When I was, he learned new things in one day, maybe four sometimes. So if he doesn't figure it out, it's only going to take you 4 more days. I prefer to sell him quickly. Yeah, no kidding. He'd prefer to get out of there quickly. thanks, Mom.
All right. I think I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here for time's sake. And let's go to the enclosed trailer project. I'll read that one, Jamie. So
okay.
Jackie Rollins sent this one in. And the title is Enclosed Trailer Project, $350. It's another one. Jennifer, you're going to have to post this one, too. She has a picture here of her enclosed trailer project. I have an enclosed trailer project that I started about 5 years back. Should I describe the picture before I read the ad? Maybe that would help. The picture is of a shell of a gooseneck trailer. And when I mean shell, I mean no wheels, no hitch, no sides, no roof, no floor, just the metal rusty shell. And then what's really funny about this is there is an outboard motor that looks like it's resting at the end of the back.
I didn't even notice see that. Look at the motor. Like it's a boat. You're going to power this sucker by a boat motor. Actually, my stepdad would like to have the boat motor. So,
so this is a shell. There is nothing. It is just the metal frame. So now let me read this. I have an enclosed trailer project that I started about 5 years back.
I think she unenclosed it is what happened. I got sick and had to have heart surgery, and now I just don't feel like messing with it. The inside dimensions of the trailer are 6 foot and 14 feet by 14 feet 9 inches by about 7 feet clearance height inside. No, you are incorrect. It is pretty much unlimited in all directions at this point. There is nothing enclosed about it. The outside dimensions of the trailer are blah, blah, blah. I had planned to fully enclose it, but you could make a mule horse trailer out of it. The jack is new. There is no jack. It's just a frame. But just been weathering for the last few years. He makes it sound just been weathering for the last few. He makes it sound like he's aging fine wine.
Yeah.
The angle iron was also new. The only thing there is angle iron. It is a bumper pull. It has a bumper pull on it right now.
No, it doesn't. There's a piece of metal sticking out.
I'm not sure he put the right picture up. But it's not what I want to use out on the highway. The trailer was started at a friend's house in Durant, and the bumper pull hitch was put on it so we could use the tractor to back it in and out of his shop. There's no wheels! He sold his house, so we moved it to Kearney. We used the bumper pull to move it about 22 miles and didn't have any problems, but we were not pulling with any weight either. No, because the horse would fall through the bottom. I had planned to put a gooseneck on it. It has a gooseneck part sitting out the top. There's so much wrong with this whole
ad. Please post that picture. Yeah, you just got to post a picture to see what Glenn's talking about. It is that, yeah, you seemed very frustrated reading that ad, Glenn. And thank you, Jackie Rollins, for sending that in. Brenda, you know, Glenn, I'm going to back up a little bit because I think you skipped over Brenda's, and I want to read Brenda's because I think Brenda Nellens sent this one in, and as frustrating as it was for you to read that one, it's going to be 10 times more frustrating for me to read this one. Stallion Thoroughbred Horse Stud Fee $400. Stallion Thoroughbred, 5 years purebred, run on Hollywood Park is a pro. His mom, too, was a pro. He comes from a pedigree of racehorses located on the IE. He is 17 hands, call Ed at blah, blah, blah. Caballo de Carreras corrió en Hollywood Park, pura sangre, su mamá es tu carisa, tu de pura sangre, 17 manos de alta de col tienen.
That's pretty good, actually. I gotta tell you, that was
deep. Yeah, but if you spoke Spanish, you'd be like, that was horrible. thank you. I just had to do that one. I had to give Brenda her due. That's fantastic.
What's a pro?
Michelle?
Run as a pro.
I don't know. That didn't make any sense anyway. You don't break it down. Just we'll move on because
okay.
He ran as a pro. His mom was a pro. His dad was a pro.
Where are we going next? Let's go to Michelle. Okay. Horse riding dog. This was Michelle. Renee Griffin sent this one in. Yeah. Thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate it. And the title is Horse Riding Dog. Horse Ridding Dog. I am looking for a new home for my 4-year-old Shih Tzu. He loves to ride on horseback, so it'd be great if I can find a family with horses for him to go to. He is fully housebroke, super friendly, and loves to be with the family. Only finding new home due to financial reasons. Okay, how much does it cost to feed a Shih Tzu? An approved home a must. So if you would like a little buddy to go with you on horseback or just trot along, this is the dog for you. Okay.
When I think farm dog, I think Shih Tzu.
First of all, we don't really like the dogs to be on our horse. That's not necessarily a good thing. Anyway, Dawn Bailey sent this one in. Trade line back Palomino gelding. $1,200 in Ephrata. Hey, that's where we came from, near Ephrata. Would like to trade my 12-year-old broke geld for milk cow. He is in line black Palomino, very pretty color. I have had him for 12 years, just do not ride him very much and would like to get a milk cow. Looking for a small, easy to handle as well as hand milk cow. She needs to be in milk.
Call me or text a picture. Blah, blah, blah. He's around 15 hands, stocky, and very easy. Okay, do you notice that she spent most of the time telling us more, or, you know, give us instructions about what she wants in the cow than what the horse was? Did you notice that?
Yes. She's got a linebacker, Palomino Gelden, but, see, the problem is she ain't ridden him in 12 years. So you're going to have pretty much a feral horse that she'd like to trade for a well-broke-in milk cow.
Yep.
That's what I got out of that. Good luck.
All right,
here's our runner-up.
And by the way, I want to keep this runner-up was so good, Jamie. I want to give this runner-up a hat. So if Jean Nelson could send Jennifer at Horse Radio Network her address, we will send her a hat, because don't you think this one deserves a hat, I think.
Oh, why do they do this to me? I think people take out their punctuation on purpose. Here we go. Free Thoroughbred Colt Yearling High Fly, Spencer County, Mount Washington. This is a yearling that we had bred for racing, and the stallion is tired up in court. This yearling has no papers, which is the reason we are getting rid of him. Plus, we are getting ready to relocate, and he has to go, but would love to see him go to a home where he would get the care and training that he needs. He is not lead broke, but we can get him loaded onto a trailer if you want. He has not been fooled with it all, and we have to man for myself to care for or afford. So I am hoping that someone would like the way he looks, considered a dark bay, but is sun-kissed when his coat is beautiful, almost black. He was born gray, but this is him standing next to his mom 6 months ago. The other is him last week. So if you are interested in him, like I said, we can get him loaded onto your trailer for a small fee. I can even deliver him for a fee fuel-only cost. I can travel to you within reason. Of course, I am layered off, so he has to go, and I can't pay for the care no mo. His daddy is High Fly, and he's out of Uma Fly. High Fly is a Florida Derby winner and just can't get papers, but my number is blah, blah, blah. My name is Tommy. My brother's number is blah, 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 and he can give you more of the paper info. I'll give you all the info so far. Call and leave a text message or text either one of the numbers attached.
Very good.
I have a skill. I have a skill. My husband's standing in the corner making his breakfast laughing at me.
You know, I think Dean just wanted to hear you read that one. Once a week, we got to have you read an endless one. That one just made no sense whatsoever. Well, the winner, we're going to have, you know, you did so good at that one. Why don't you do the winner, too?
This is so great. This is just, Samantha, thank you for sending this one in. Samantha, use chickens. $2. Gently used chickens, like new, plus a couple of days. Five of them have been used for right at a week. To look at them, you would never know they were used at all. What we did use these chickens for, you might ask? Well, first we used them to keep our incubators from floating away. Once they escaped their containerized housing units, we used them to drink up all the water that kept accumulating in our waterers and to eat all this chick starter I had left over from a remodeling project. Now, thankfully for us, they're soaking up a lot of this heat we have in abundance to keep the wood shavings well stirred that we got for composting. We have more escaping every day, so someone please help us and get some of them out of here before they take over the backyard and start riding the goats around like they were pack mules. And the picture is a bunch of little baby chicks. Wow.
Very
that was
good.
Samantha. Awesome. So, yeah, gently used chickens. This person has a sense of humor. I like it. I would have bought chickens if I lived in Mount Washington, just because I like the ad.
All right, Samantha, send us to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com your information, and we will get you your $50 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections, and we appreciate them donating that this week as well. That's equestriancollections.com. Well, that wraps up our week. What a week. Some weeks just seem like they're harder than other weeks. But this one seems like one of the harder weeks for everybody.
Some weeks, Glenn, are more expensive than others, and I think that those things go hand in hand. The more money you spend on things you wish you didn't have to spend that money on, the worse your week is. So enjoy buying all your computers. At least you'll have something to show for it. I'm just going to have a scar on Boomer's ear and a dog that is about to go to a dermatologist. So good times. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us this week and listening to Black Beauty and supporting me and my venture to educate Glenn on natural horse on Black Beauty's horsemanship.
Yes, yes. I appreciate all the efforts that you are putting forth. Be sure to
hey,
listen to all the shows.
Did you see, by the way, hold on, did you see that Facebook post from that nice lady that said, I can't find it right now, but she said, Jamie, reading Black Beauty, you are totally changing the way that I think my horse thinks about me. That's the point. We want to change the way you think your horse thinks.
Stop encouraging her. How many times do I have to say stop encouraging her? Anyway, also, go see the movie this weekend, Cowboys and Aliens. Cowboys and Aliens, people.
Oh, yeah.
Go see the movie. Got to see the movie. We're definitely going to go see that. All right, everybody, that's it. You can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. They're pretty much all of them are out. Also, you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning. That's where we posted all those pictures of the really bad ads. And we are on Twitter at Horse Radio.
Everybody, if you missed a live show, listen to recorded ones on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. You don't ever have to miss an episode. Everybody, please spay, neuter, and geld. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Bye, everybody. Join us 9 a.m. Eastern Monday morning for another new show.